I'm here with Jessica Torres, who is the...
I am the editor-in-chief of Siempre Mujer magazine.
And this is the third year with MOLA.
Yes, it is. We started celebrating Dia de los Muertos as a brand 4 years ago. And the first year it was in New York, but it made more sense for us to do this event on the West Coast for obvious reasons. And, you know, it gives us an opportunity to come, you know, because we're based in New York. So it gives us opportunity to come and connect with other parts of our audience.
Well, actually, I just noticed one of the altars here. It's tribute to Central America, and of course, yes. You know, I'm originally from Central America,
cool.
So I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. But yeah. this one here, this altar, that's just really, really gorgeous.
Thank you.
What's the title of this one?
So this one is, I didn't realize we gave it a title. But it was
quite a few wonderful.
Well, yes, it actually does have a very distinct theme. It's really meaningful to Siempre Mujer as a brand, and it's also meaningful to me because I'm Dominican American, and one of the most well-known political activists that we have are the Hermanas Mirabal, who were known as Las Mariposas. Dominicanas, and so that's where you see all of those butterfly elements. We also have those three butterflies in a cage to represent them, and so they really they were the main inspiration for this altar. Siempre Mujer has initiative with UN Women, where we promote gender equality through our content. And they actually have a tie to Las Hermanas Mirabal as well, because on November 25th, they honored the day that they died as the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. And so that day kicks off the 16 days of activism, which ends on December 2nd. So that's the reason why we have precisely 16 women that we're honoring, so that we can represent those 16 days of activism. And December 2nd is the last day. It's also, I believe it's World Humanitarian Day. And it's also the day that this exhibit comes down.
The great causes that you just mentioned.
Thank you.
More people should find out more about the Mirabal sisters, and because they've played such an important part of the Dominican.
They're a major part of our history,
yeah.
And they represented the middle class educated women who were speaking out against the dictatorship of Rafael Trujillo in the 1950s and the 1960s. And unfortunately, they had to give their lives for that, for basically speaking their minds and speaking their and using their voices. The event that we're having tomorrow is called Poderosas para Siempre. And that really speaks to the power that we women have. I hope that with this event we can empower women to use that power within them. And through many ways, the people that they touch in their lives, just even voting, the women's vote counts. So use it, because there is something to be said, especially at this time of year with the circumstances with the presidential election. Women typically hit a glass ceiling, and studies have shown that women do decide the vote. Everyone who's won the presidential election has won the women's vote, but it's never been a woman before.
Yes, that's so true. And especially as Latina women,
mm-hmm.
we have more power than we give ourselves credit for.
Exactly.
I really applaud what you're doing here. And,
Thank you.
And I really, really appreciate you talking to me this morning.
No, it's
been
my
a long
pleasure.
Morning.
It's my pleasure, seriously.
And continued success, and I hope to get more involved with you guys.
Oh, I would love that. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jessica.
Thank you.